The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Israel provided tents to Palestinians it intends to evacuate from Rafah in southern Gaza, according to Reuters. For months, Israel has threatened an offensive in the city, but it has been repeatedly delayed by international fears that the campaign will cause horrific civilian casualties. Some 1.4 million displaced Palestinians are sheltering in Rafah. Israeli armed forces also said that they would relocate two bridges comprising thousands of soldiers from Israel to Gaza, suggesting that preparations for the offensive are underway. America last week reportedly shipped new long-range missiles to Ukraine, which promptly used them to attack a Russian airfield in Crimea. The Pentagon had earlier opposed sending the missiles, which can travel about 190 miles or 306 kilometers, in part because it feared Ukraine could strike deeper into Russia. In the autumn, the Biden administration sent long-range missiles with a range of 100 miles or 160 kilometers. Pedro Sanchez, Spain's prime minister, suspended his public duties to reflect on his political future after a court opened judicial proceedings against his wife, Begonia Gomez, over corruption allegations. Mr. Sanchez's government, which was narrowly re-elected last year, called the accusation crude. The prime minister said that he would make a decision on Monday about remaining in power. Boeing, an American aerospace giant, reported a $355 million loss during the first quarter. The slowdown reflects the fallout from an incident in January when a door plug in a Boeing 737 MAX 9 blew out mid-flight. American regulators halted the expansion of production of Boeing's best-selling 737 MAX 9 planes, and the company has had to compensate customers. Myanmar's military junta reclaimed control of Mia Wadi, an important land crossing, according to a spokesperson for the Kayin Resistance Militias. He described the retreat as temporary. The rebel groups seized it 2 weeks ago in a significant setback for the regime, which took power in a coup in 2021, provoking a popular uprising. Xiaozi Chu, TikTok's CEO, told users that the app isn't going anywhere and that the company will challenge America's latest crackdown, which President Joe Biden signed on Wednesday in court. The law demands that TikTok, which is owned by Chinese firm ByteDance, be sold to a non-Chinese owner within 12 months. TikTok previously described the measure as a clear violation of free speech rights. A rare painting by Gustav Klimt was sold at an auction house in Vienna for 30 million euros or $32 million to a bidder from Hong Kong. The portrait, which had been valued at up to 50 million euros, was lost for 100 years and is unfinished. It was painted in 1917, 1 year before Klimt's death. It is thought to depict the daughter of a wealthy Jewish industrialist. And figure of the day, $330 billion, the amount that Tesla has lost in stock market value since January.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.